to take me up. I watched and learned how to fly. No navigation system beyond our eyes. Watching always went wrong in the same place, where the river splits towards the sea. That couldn't possibly be you and me. Sometimes you sleep while I take us home. That's when I know we really have a home. I never liked to land. Getting back up seems impossibly grand. We do it with ease. I really am a lucky man. I really am a lucky man, flying this small plane. Controls from you, and when you take the control from me, I really am a lucky man. I really am a lucky man, flying this small plane. I scan the path ahead and all around.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 259. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Bill Callahan. The song is Small Plane, and that's on his new album, Dream River, which came out September 17th on Drag City Records. This album is remarkably consistent and very solid through and through. There's not any highs like in the last previous album that just floored me, but it's a more subtle album. It's quieter in a lot of ways, and it kind of reminds me of Nick Drake in how sparse it can be, but yet how enveloping it can be as you kind of lean in to hear that. So definitely a recommend there. I've got lots of good music this week, and I'm going to jump right into a fantastic song by John Paul Keith from Memphis, Tennessee. This song is called Everything's Different Now.
The first time I ever saw your face, I lost something. It was a night like any other one.
Shoes away.
That was a great set of music right there. We ended things off with Grooms with the song I Think We're Alone Now. Nothing to do with Tiffany or Tommy James and the Shondells. That is on the album Infinity Caller, which came out September 3rd on Western Vinyl. Band out of Brooklyn, New York there. I really enjoy that song, but the rest of the album just doesn't do much for me. So buyer beware there. Listen to that one on Spotify and see if it's something that works out for you. Before that, we heard from the Dismemberment Plan, the song Daddy Was a Real Good Dancer. And that's on the band's forthcoming album, Uncanny Valley, which will come out October 13th on Partisan Records. That Washington, D.C. bass band been away for way too long. It's good to have them back. And we started things off with John Paul Keith with the song Everything's Different Now, and that's on his album Memphis Circa 3 a.m. That came out September 17th on Big Legal Mess Fat Possum Records. That is a fantastic album, definitely in the running for Album of the Year for me. It is got all the right things about rock and roll, and it all mixed together in such a wonderful way. Sometimes kind of reminded me of Marshall Crenshaw, and sometimes Nick Slow. Lots of good things happening there, and a wonderful find there. Sometimes that's how the Too Much Rock podcast works, but it's all luck, because the Too Much Rock podcast is simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, get good new music, make a wonderful podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. There is really no theme to the Too Much Rock podcast, but sometimes I get in a mood and I get, you know, music together that kind of goes together, and that's probably the case of these next two artists. We're going to start things off with the band Hell Songs. This song is called Ingle.
To talk to you, stop thinking of yourself for just a second, fool. Shut up, shut up, I don't wanna hear your mouth. Your mother made a monster, get the hell out of my house. Don't tell me how to to do my job. There's the door, your name's on the knob. You're always in the way like a beast on my back. Where you dropped as a baby, 'cause brains you lack. Can't stand it for another day. I'm gonna live my life this way. Cold sweat, my fist clenching. Stomp, stomp, stomp the idiot convention. Which one of these words don't you understand? I'm caught in a mosh, talking to you. It's like
two bands that have more in common than any two bands have a right to be. We start things off with Hell Songs with the song Angle. That is on the album These Are Evil Times, which came out September 3rd on Tapete Records. That is a Rammstein cover, and that's what this band from Gothenburg, Sweden does. They record heavy metal songs and make them into little kind of chamber pop or indie pop songs. This is like their fifth album or something, and actually includes a few originals as well. So they're branching out, having run through the gamut of all of the important metal songs. I actually really like that version there, and there's a great version of Iron Man on there as well, so it's a fun album. And then after that, we heard from Driving Mrs. Satan. That song is Caught in a Mosh, and that's on the album Hopscotch, which came out September 23rd on RTF Records, and that is an Anthrax cover. And that's what this band from London and Naples, kind of split between the two, does. They create indie pop versions of heavy metal songs. So, two bands with a lot in common there, and both lots of fun. Maybe more fun if you're familiar with the originals there. Let's see, I'm about out of time, so let me get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 259. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, @SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, I'll be back in Kansas City soon in time to catch the Dead Girls CD release show at the Replay on the 27th, causing me to miss Fiedler at the Czar Bar that same night, so that's sad. The 28th, Super Sucker playing Knuckleheads. The 29th, Sunvolt will be playing at Knuckleheads. The 30th, I will miss Richard Buckner at the Record Bar, and that's very sad. You heard something from his new album a week or two ago. Quasi is playing at the Record Bar on the 4th. I hope to make it home for that. And the 5th, for Harmar Superstar at the Riot Room. John Spencer will be playing the 7th at the Record Bar, but I will be seeing Glenn Tilbrook from Squeeze at the Riot Room that night. On the 8th, Vampire Weekend at the Midland. On the 11th, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin at the Record Bar. Nico Case is playing the 15th at Liberty Hall, and you heard something from her new album last week, and I know you loved it. And Schwervon is playing on the 16th at Record Bar. So some upcoming shows there, and I'll be at most of those, heading back to Kansas City soon, leaving my hotel room in Providence, and making my way back to the Heartland. Let's see. To end things off, we're going to play some metal. We had two bands covering metal, and now we're just going to go straight up here with some Viking metal. The band is Tyr. They are from the Faroe Islands, and the song I'm going to play is called Blood of Heroes, because that's what a Viking metal band should play. And the album is Valkyrie, pronounced some way that I'm probably not terribly familiar with, not speaking Faroese. The album just came out September 13th on Metal Blade Records, and it is everything a Viking metal album should be. It's very epic, full of folk, full of big choruses, that makes you want to drink and rape and pillage, I suppose. So we're going to end off here. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.